Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin.
Good afternoon, good evening, Warrior fans, I guess. Wherever you are, we're getting ready for some girls district playoff action here from Sprague High School, where your Amity Warrior girls are set to take on the Jefferson Lions in this one versus one. Perfect tie this year. They look at the overall league record. They were both 11-1. They look at the head-to-head. They went 1-1 against each other. Then they go to Aussie points in those wins. So it's margin of victory up to, I think, 7 maybe. Depends on the league. It's usually 7 points. So they were tied when you compared their margin of victory against each other. They were tied when you compared their margin of victory against the rest of the league, because you max out on number of points per game, and they both exceeded that in every game. So you had a tie. They don't have another tiebreaker after that. So here they are. Neither one of them had to play a game to get here during the district playoffs. So this is for the district title, conference title, whatever you want to call it, and the number one trophy. And the winner of this one, if it's Amity, win or lose, Amity's going to host a first-round playoff game. Jefferson probably will win or lose. They're ranked number 6 in the state. Amity's ranked number 3. And by being ranked number 6, they probably will not drop out of the top 8 and with a loss to the number 3 team on a neutral court. And as a result of that, would probably still end up with a first-round home game. So probably win or lose, both of these teams are going to be hosting somebody at their place on, let me give you the date here for girls basketball, February 24th. Now, how you seed, if you go to osaa.org and you look, there's a technically a round one, a play-in round for the bottom 6 seeds, or the bottom 8 seeds. They play for those lowest 4 seeds in the in round 2. So if you win a round 1 game, you go to round 2, you travel to one of those top 8 seeds. Amity and Jefferson, win or lose tonight, should both be one of those top 8 seeds and have a home game and get one of those lower seeds traveling to them. Now, all of that said, there is more to this game than meets the eye, because on the surface, the game is meaningless, other than getting the bragging rights and a district trophy, right? What is on the line is momentum heading into the state playoffs. And I talked with Jed just briefly before the game, and that's really what their focus is. They want to play well tonight. They want to win this game because they want to go in with that momentum, with that confidence, that knowing that they are one of the elite teams in the state. A loss tonight can put that question mark in your head a little bit. It doesn't mean it's true, but we know how psychology is, right? That would mean they lost 2 out of 3 to this Jefferson team, and it just puts questions in your head. That can lead to some extra motivation if you play them again, but you'd much rather have that win 2 out of 3 against this good team, who has probably the best player in the state. It's either Orton or Schimmel, from Corbett. Those are probably the 2 best players in the state. So you'd like to be able to beat them and go into the state tournament, that round of 8, with a lot of momentum, or that round of 16 with a lot of momentum. The Warriors attack this team with kind of 2 things they know. Number one, they know that Gretchen Orton is going to get her points. You want to make her work for them. You don't want to just give her easy points, but Gretchen Orton is an outstanding player. She's a junior point guard, but anytime they can get her to play off the ball, she's even tougher. When she has the ball in her hands, at least you know where she is and what's going on. When she gives the ball up and plays off the ball, now you have your hands a little bit more full in terms of your defensive assignments, because you have to track not only the ball, but you have to track the best player on the floor who doesn't have the ball in her hands and find out where she is. Outstanding 3-point shooter. She can handle the ball. She can score off the dribble. She can score mid-range. She can run the floor. She's a great passer. There really are very few weaknesses to Gretchen Orton's game. She's a good rebounder. Now, on defense, the Lions coach will try to hide her. Zach Mason will put her in the lower part of his zone, try to keep her away from having to guard quickness man-to-man. They're going to play a lot of zone defense against the Warriors. John Stearns on the PA here for the district tournament as Tashi Harzma, the athletic director from Amity, runs this tournament. And so she selects our PA announcer, and John Stearns does an outstanding job by I've heard all the PA announcers around the state at 3A and 1A and some 2A ones over the years, and John's right up there with any of them. Jeff Groh, Amity alumnus, father of Sarah Lynn Grove, his wife Amanda Grove, our head volleyball coach and also assistant basketball coach, along with Tim Harzma and Carl McShane, head coach Jed McMullen. For Jefferson, head coach is Zach Mason. Their starting lineup for the Lions: Taia Baxter, Amira Saad, Gretchen Orton, Bella Kunkel, and I think Aziza Saad. I'm waiting to see. Can't see their numbers here. Yeah, Aziza Saad. So the Saad sister, Amira Saad and Aziza Saad, senior and sophomore respectively, and then Bella Kunkel, a junior, Gretchen Orton, a junior, and Taia Baxter, a senior. And then coming off the bench for them, it's really just Genevieve Orton, the younger sister of Gretchen Orton, I believe, just a freshman. Tiny little thing, but good left hand, and caused some problems for Amity last time they played. For your Warriors, it will be their normal starting lineup: Sarah Lynn Grove, Eliza Nisley, Maya Harzma, Adie Nisley, and Alyssa McMullen. Nice tunnel for the Warriors all the way across the floor. It's a Warrior team without any seniors that play significant minutes. You're starting five or sophomores and juniors. You're going to bring Kylie Wilson, a sophomore, off the bench. Emily Rice, I take that back. Emily Rice is a senior. I was thinking she's a junior too for some reason. Emily Rice comes off the bench as a senior. And that's kind of your seven deep rotation that they're going to go with. You get beyond that, you're into Liliana Rideout, and maybe Grace Ulloa, a sophomore and a freshman. But the Warriors really seven deep. They want to play up-tempo. They want to pressure the guards. They want to get the ball out of Orton's hands and then deny her getting it back. Orton only about 5'7". She'll jump center for him. She's their best rebounder. She's their best do-it-all player. She's not, she doesn't look like a freakish athlete. And she's not. She doesn't even look like a great athlete. She's very unassuming looking. And, I mean, she gives up a solid 2, maybe 3 inches to Sarah Lynn Grove. Ball's up. Grove wins the tap. Back to McMullen. Over to Eliza. To 80 on the right angle. 80 on top. Maya. Harzma. Back to Nisley. They run a little post switch. Harzma for three. Buries it! They ran a set play to get Maya Harzma off a double screen at the foul line for an open three, and she buries it. That is the first time that has happened, folks. Ball's loose. Kunkel gets it back. Ball's tipped. Now it's in the hands of Orton. Orton squares up, backs up, works on the dribble there to the left, and ball taken away by Eliza Nisley. Nisley out and running. She's going to attack all the way and lay it up and in. Eliza Nisley with the steal. They had Orton discombobulated there a little bit. Kunkel brings it up, leaves it for Saad. Saad on top, Orton. Orton, Harzma has her man-to-man right now. Orton on the left angle, waits for a screen from Kunkel. They switch. She pulls up mid-range, misses that one. Eliza with the rebound. And a blocking foul called on number 11, Baxter, who got in the way of Eliza as she spun to head up the floor. First foul of the game. 5-0 start for the Warriors, a good one. Minute into the game. This is what you wanted to see if you're Amity. Wanted to see that quick start.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah, I'm on. Okay, just making sure. Down low, 80, misses, has it tipped. Saad with the rebound. Saad pushes the ball up the floor. Gets into the front court and gets it to Orton. Orton, Harzma on her. Orton working off a Kunkel screen at the top of the key. Works left. Warriors switch. It's now Grove on Orton. Orton down low and scores on the right hand. That's okay. You made her work for it. The help defense a little late getting there, but you didn't pick up the foul. That's the key for Grove. Stay in the game. Grove on top for three. Buries it. Sarah Lynn Grove hits the three-pointer. Warriors up 8-2. They've hit two out of two from three. Going the other way. Saad. Cut off. Jump ball. Great job by 80 Nisley. Eliza hustling back too. Saad saw Eliza coming. Tried to go up with a quick shot. 80 got a hand on it. Jump ball. Alternating possession goes to the Lions. Left side of the, nope, right side of the key along the baseline. It'll be, Aziza Saad inbounding. They run a little rub screen trying to get Orton open. Nice denial there by Harzma. Kunkel with it. Back and down. Spinning. Knocked away by Eliza. Picked up by McMullen. Ahead to Eliza. Eliza fakes. Drives into Orton. Fouled by Orton. Orton thought she was going to get a block. Great job by Eliza to attack. Orton doesn't want to pick up fouls. Trying to kind of get out of the way and make a play on the ball at the same time. She gets called for the blocking foul on the shot. That'll put Eliza on the line to shoot two. First one, perfect. Eliza with three in the game. Out is Baxter. In is Genevieve Orton. So it gives them more ball handling and scoring. Second one good also. Warriors couldn't have had a better start to this game. 10-2, 2 minutes gone. Kunkel working against Grove coming up the floor. Hands off to Saad as Harzma denies Orton away from the ball. Love it. Genevieve Orton kicks it out in the left corner. Saad hits a three. That is Aziza Saad bearing the three-pointer. 10-5, Warrior lead. Harzma gets the play call. Leaves it for McMullen on the wing. High post, down low. It's Eliza turns and scores as they post up Orton down there. And Eliza has 6 points. There's a knockaway by 80. McMullen back to 80. Pulls up. They're going to get her for an offensive foul. Good job by Kunkel to get back and get position. I think that was the right call. Kunkel got back, gotten set from what I could see. Kunkel trying to inbound, gets it to Orton. No, knocked away by Grove. Orton chases it down. Good job by Sarah Lynn to get a hand on that. Orton walks it up. 12-5 Warriors. Orton works left. And we're going to have a foul away from the ball on Eliza, trying to deny Genevieve Orton. First foul of the game on Eliza. Second team foul on the Warriors. Denial. They get it in. Oh, Harzma could have had a hand on that. Didn't see the ball. Orton steps back for a deep three. No good. Rebound Nisley. Eliza had it, knocked away, guts it back. Eliza up the middle of the floor, pushes ahead to 80. 80 gets behind the defense, misses the shot. Rebound Kunkel. Gets it to Saad. Saad up the right side, swings it over to Genevieve Orton. Orton into the key, spins back to the left hand, tough shot fouled. Can't foul her on that shot. That's the second on Eliza. That's a really tough left hand hook shot from about 8 feet. Eliza off to a fantastic start to this game with 6 points, but now she's going to have a seat with those two fouls. That'll get Wilson into the game. Orton misses the free throw. So a little too aggressive on the defensive end for Eliza. 12-5 Amity, one more for Orton. Missed the first, second one. Missed that one too, rebound Grove. Grove gets it to Harzma. Warriors up 7, 4:45 to go first quarter. On the wing, 80 for 3. Good! The Warriors have busted all 3 three-pointers so far. 80 Nisley hits it. It's 15-5 Amity. Outside of Eliza having two fouls, you could not get a better start there. 3 out of 3 from three-point range. The opposite of the first game tonight with the boys who could not hit the broadside of a barn. The girls can't miss. A great start for Amity with a 10-point lead here about midway through the first quarter. Just the way you draw it up, if you're Jed, they started it with the most unexpected play you could imagine, running Maya Harzma off a double high screen to get her open at the top of the key for a wide open three, and she buried it. And Maya's a good shooter, but she doesn't like to shoot, and she only shoots when she's wide open and nobody else seems to have a shot. This one was designed for her. That will mess with a defense. They're going to put that on tape for teams to see, too. It's going to change how they guard everybody else. They get it in to Saad. Saad working on 80. Works up the left side. Gives it up to Genevieve Orton. Genevieve wants to go left. Drives left. Gets down. Kicks out to Saad. On top, Kunkel for three. No good. Rebound, Grove. High for that one. Took it away from Orton. Throws it ahead to 80. Nisely works her way down to Wilson in the low post. Back out. Grove for three. Little strong on that one. First miss of the game for the Warriors from three-point range. So three out of four now. Saad works up the left side. Nisely on her. Backs it out. That's Amira Saad. Aziza Saad. Now out to Amira Saad on top. Orton. Orton driving, hanging from about eight, and banks it in. Tough shot. She's going to get hers, but you make her work. It's 15-7, Warriors. High post Wilson on the right elbow. Backs down out to McMullen, who hasn't shot the ball yet. Starts to drive, picks it up, feeds Wilson, can't handle it. Orton with the steal. Poked away by Kunkel. Orton comes up with it. Orton, top of the key, picks up her dribble, skips it over to Saad, tipped by 80 and out of bounds. Good hands by 80 Nisely. Into the game, number 23, Campbell. Kunkel out. 3:28 remaining first quarter. Aziza Saad gets it into Orton. Gretchen Orton works back towards the right. They have these shorts that look like they're from 1988. It's driving me nuts. Look, just way too tight and short. Orton, top of the key, misses the three. Good look there. Ball's loose on the floor. Wilson has it, scoops it over to Grove. Ahead to Nisely. Nisely in the front court, pulls it back to Grove, over to Nisely. Nisely will set up the offense. Nisely, high post Wilson. Wilson, hands off. McMullen for three. No good. She forced that one a little bit. Nisely tips it out. Looked like McMullen just a little quick to pull the trigger on that. Didn't get her feet really where she wanted them. 15-7 still. 2:53 left to go first quarter. Warriors up eight. They get it in to Genevieve Orton. Hustles up the left side. Wilson getting back. Cuts her off. She's all left hand. You jump on that left hand, make her go right, she's ineffective. Gretchen Orton steps back for three. That's her shot. Missed it. Grove with a long rebound. Grove going the other way, slows it down, gives it up to McMullen over to Harzma. Harzma, top of the key, high post, Wilson. Wilson turns to her left hand, hooks a pass down low to 80, out to Grove, mid-range. No good. And we're going to get a loose ball foul on 80 Nisely. You're boxed out. Don't try to get the rebound. You just have to accept being boxed out sometimes. Not a good foul for 80. She comes out. Rice is into the game. So both Nisleys now with two fouls. Sometimes you just have to accept that the team, that the other guy got position on you, that got you boxed out, and you're not going to get to the ball. Live to play another day. But if you're on the bench, it's not where you want to be. All right, Orton with the ball. In the center circle, goes high post to Saad. That's Amira Saad. Out on top to Orton again. Harzma still guarding her. Harzma hasn't picked up a foul yet. That's good. Genevieve Olsen trying to go right. She can't go right. That's a good job by Wilson to make her go that way. Back out to Gretchen Orton. Gretchen works left, trying to get a shot. Hooks a pass down low. Knocked away. Back out to Saad. Saad with the drive and a reach-in foul. With 2 seconds on the shot clock, the Warriors commit a foul. And that's going to put Saad on the line to shoot, too. This is the kind of stuff that if you're a coach will just absolutely drive you nuts. You have to know how much time is on the clock. You have to know that Saad was desperate to get a shot off and was not in a good position to shoot. You were playing good defense. You reach in, you commit the foul, you put her on the line. She misses the first one, but that doesn't change the fact that it's a bad foul. Warriors have had multiple bad fouls here in the first quarter. Offensively, they've been excellent. 15 points, but they haven't scored in the last 2.5, 3 minutes. Harzma, high post. Grove hands off to McMullen, turns the corner, tries to go back to Wilson, knocked away, stolen by Orton. She read that one all the way. Orton steps back for three, hits it. Nobody got a hand. They all left her alone. She's got 7 in the game, cut it to a 4-point lead. Warriors have gone cold from the field. They started off as hot as you can get. Rice for three, top of the key, no good. Gets her own rebound. And she is tied up, jump ball. Warriors ball, alternating possession, 1:18 to go, first quarter. Into the game, Baxter replaces Amirasad. Harzma lobs in at the elbow. Grove turns, shoots, a little strong. Ball tipped out of bounds by Wilson. Warriors have missed about, what, 6, 7 shots in a row now. Something like that. After starting off red hot in the first quarter. They've cooled off here the second part of the first quarter. Orton drives, hangs, banks, misses. Rebound taken away by Rice. Rice heading up the floor. Needs to give it up. Does to Wilson. Fouled. Nice job by Emily and Kylie. Not the two that you expect out on the break for the Warriors. But they did a good job. Emily got that loose ball after the missed shot. Pushed it up the floor. Kept it under control. Kylie ran the floor with her. Gets the first free throw. Wilson, a 5'8 sophomore post. Strong young lady. Second one, short. Grove with the rebound. Grove, back out. Rice, mid-range, misses that. Wilson with the board. Tries to go up, misses. Ball's loose, Orton has it. Warriors had their chance there. Got to finish, got to convert those. 16 to 11, Orton with the ball. She's had a great first quarter, she's got 7 points. Gives it up to Saad. Saad gets a screen from Genevieve Orton. Works to the right. Ball stolen by McMullen. Going the other way. Orton trying to catch up with her. Orton fouls her. McMullen to the line to shoot two with 32.6 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Try to expand on this 5-point lead. Genevieve Orton's first foul. Fourth team foul on the Lions. Good steal there by McMullen. Read that pass well. Goes to the line. Buries it. She cost me some money this year. She made 960 out of 1,000 free throws. Is that what it was? Or 950 out of 1,000? Something like that. And I was paying her per make. She makes a pair here. Makes a happy check that I spent earlier. She's using that great free throw shooting. Saw it, almost lost it. Gets it to Genevieve Orton, working on Wilson. Wilson cuts off that left hand. Orton, bounce pass out to Baxter. Baxter in the corner to Orton. Over to Saad. 10 seconds in the quarter. Orton running around. They're going to get a reach-in foul. Another bad foul by the Warriors. My goodness, you're playing fantastic defense. You get it down to 4.8 seconds, and you commit another foul. That's at least the fourth time this quarter the Warriors have committed a bad foul. Two of them leading to free throw attempts for the Lions. Orton hits the first one. Amity on top. One more for Orton. Misses this one. Rebound tipped by Grove. Out of bounds. 2.6 left. Warriors on defense here, underneath the basket, left side of the key. Lions to trigger this in. Harzma will deny Orton. They throw way out on top to Orton. Orton, 2.6. Doesn't know. Steps back. Did not get the shot off. She lost track of what was going on. She wanted to make a quick pass. It wasn't there, and then she kind of let the clock get away from her. 18 to 12, Amity. After one quarter, we'll be back on KLYC and Podbean. Getting ready to start the second quarter here from Sprague High School for the district title game for the Pac West Conference. The Warriors leading the Lions of Jefferson 18 to 12 in this girls basketball game. Both teams with 20 wins on the year and 11-1 records within the league. Both beat each other on their home floors. Now we're on a neutral site. Warriors got off to about as good a start as you can. It was 15-5, but a 7-3 run to close out the quarter by the Lions make it a 6-point game. They get it into Orton. Orton turns, gets to the basket, and scores. Nice little play drawn up to get Gretchen Orton the ball. She's got 9 in the game, leading scorer for either team. It's a 4-point Warrior lead. And Orton's going to get the steal. Nope, jump ball. That'll be Warrior ball, alternating possession. Orton had the steal. Wilson did a good job of reaching back in and getting that ball tied up without fouling. I don't know about running through Wilson with Orton on her. I think I would run through Grove with Kunkel on her. Though I know Orton does not want to foul, so she won't gamble too much. She has one foul in the game. High post, Grove works to the right, hands to Nisley. 80, back to Wilson, fouled. That's going to be Kunkel coming from the side. Got her along the arm or the head somewhere in there. Stopped the shot from going in. Great pass from 80 Nisley to Kylie Wilson. Wilson did an excellent job of sealing off, getting that low post position on the right side. Drew the foul on Kunkel, her first. Wilson at the line, buries the first one. She's 2 out of 3 from the foul line now. Warriors leading scorer is Eliza Nisley with 6 points. Been on the bench with a couple of fouls for a while. Wilson misses the second one, rimmed it in and out. 2 out of 4, a couple points for her. 5-point Warrior lead. Saad working against 80 with her 2 fouls. Saad gets a screen from her sister on top to Orton. Harzma on her, good defensive position. Orton steps back, 22-footer, missed that one. Wilson takes the air ball, rebound. They get it to Harzma. Harzma pushes up the left side to McMullen. Mid post, Grove down to Wilson. Her shot blocked out of bounds. She's got to get a little more elevation on that. She catches the ball so well, strong hands. But she's got to get that a little bit more bounce in her leg. Grove gets a screen from Wilson, takes the elbow jumper, and it rolls in. It looked a little flat and short, but Sarah Lynn gets a good shooter's roll there, and it's 21-14 Warriors. Largest lead's been 10. It's 7 right now with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Saad works to the left, Nisley on her. Picks up her dribble, back to her sister, Amira Saad, hands off to Genevieve Orton. Genevieve works left, hooks it off the glass, no good, Grove with a rebound. Gets the ball to McMullen, who sets up Harzma to run the offense. 21-14 Amity. High post, Grove. Works to the right. Hands to 80. Fakes. Down low. Wilson lays it up and in. Great pass from 80 Nisley again. They keep running the same thing. If the defense comes to 80, she makes the pass to Kylie. Kylie seals off so well. She's got 4 in the game. Saad hands off to Orton. Orton turns. 3-pointer out top. Good. She's got 12. Timeout, full timeout taken, I think, by Amity. Jed not happy with that defense. Orton able to run free, catch the ball at the three-point line and get an uncontested shot. No, it's a timeout taken by the Lions, but Jed will have plenty to say in that huddle about their defense. 23-17, Amity on top. It's a full timeout. We'll take a quick break on KLYC and Podbean. All right, 6:15 left to go. Second quarter from Sprague High School. The Amity Warriors lead the Jefferson Lions this girls' Pac West title game, 23-17. Amity with the ball. High post, Grove works to the left, gives it to McMullen. Hands off to Eliza into the game, drives, gets in deep, traveled. Got in too deep. It's okay to pull up and take the little 7-footer there. She took one more dribble, got herself into the teeth of the defense and didn't have anywhere to go. Warriors in man-to-man defense, picking it up. Kunkel with Grove on her. Grove has stayed out of foul trouble this game. That's been huge. Left corner, Saad, looking for Orton, cutting. Orton with the ball in the mid-post, fouled by Harzma. Harzma helps Orton up. Can't get better sportsmanship than these girls for Amity. They are highly competitive, but the nicest girls. Tribute to their families and how they've been raised. Good sportsmanship, work their tails off, and they love each other. Orton misses a foul shot. You're not going to get many misses out of her. She's got 12 points in the game. Leading scorer for the Warriors, Nisley with 6, Grove with 5. Second one, misses them both. Grove tips to herself. Wow. Orton is a great shooter. to see her miss a pair. Might be a little fatigue from the defensive Warriors have played. High post, Grove out by the three-point line. She'll take it from out there. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Sarah Lingrove with her second three in three attempts. She's got 8 points. Makes it a 9-point Warrior lead. Ball knocked away. Nisely. And they're going to call over the back. That's a terrible call. Nisely hit that ball. It went off the foot of Orton. The official called it over and back. That is not over and back. That ball was knocked away by Eliza. Warriors get a break there. Terrible call by the officials. In the Warriors' favor for once. Grove hands off to Eliza. Drives. Gets low. Knocked away from her. Missed the shot. Might have been blocked. Saad with the board. Gets it ahead to her sister, Amira Saad. Bounce pass to Orton on the right wing. Orton works to the left. McMullen has her now. 3-point attempt out there. Missed by Saad. Rebound. Orton comes scooping in to get it. Orton, Harzma on her, works to the right. Gets down low. Kicks out. Saad for three. It's a good look. She missed it. Rebound in traffic. On the floor. Nisely gets a timeout. Jed gets the timeout before they can get the jump ball. Good job by Coach McMullen taking some lessons from Coach Rop, or Hop there. Not Rop, sorry. Not Ron Rop, Ron Hop. It's not my fault Janelle married somebody who's got a name almost identical to Dayton's coach. Messes with me. 30-second timeout. Warriors are up 26-17, and they've got the ball coming out of this timeout. That shot clock needs to be reset, though. It's at 24 seconds right now. It should be at 35 or maybe 34 because that was a missed shot, loose ball. Nope, there they go. Now they reset it to 35. That's the right call. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Eliza with Harzma, Wilson, McMullen, and Grove. High post, Grove works left, hands off to McMullen, who just has a pair of free throws so far. Eliza over to Grove. Grove drives baseline, pulls it back out to Eliza. Eliza drives, kicks, McMullen holds, top of the key extended. Now goes high post to Grove again. They run the offense again. Gives to Harzma. Harzma turns the corner, gets in deep. Missed that one. Orton challenged that shot well. Harzma just couldn't spin it in high enough. She got a little deep on the baseline. Orton drives, kicks out in the corner to Genevieve Orton, back to Gretchen Orton. Gretchen turns the corner, drives, gets in deep, off balance, lays it up and in before she traveled. 14 points in the game for Gretchen Olsen. Warriors up 7 with the ball. They were up 6 after one quarter. Halfway through this one. Wilson hands to Eliza for 3. No good. Long rebound out of bounds to the Lions. 26-19. Sorry about that. Didn't realize I was coming through the mic that loud. Just tapping my clipboard out of frustration there a little bit. 3:48, second quarter. 26-19 Warriors. Both teams with one foul so far in the quarter. Ball knocked away, and Harzma gets the steal. Great defense there. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson over to Eliza. Or 80 on top. Maya misses that 3. Might have rushed that one just a little bit. Orton with the rebound. Gretchen, middle of the floor, top of the key, works to the left a little bit. Harzma on her, gets a screen from her sister. Wilson jumps on it, kicks it back out to Saad. Saad, back to Orton. Gretchen wants to drive, gets inside the key. Tough, turning, spinning shot, misses Grove with another rebound. Grove's got probably 6 boards in the game already. Done a great job on the glass. McMullen to 80 in the corner. 80 to Grove, 17-footer. Little strong. And Wilson's going to get a loose ball foul, pushing on the back of Orton, who had inside position. Just a little bit physical there for Kylie, but only her first foul. See, that's, it's not a great foul, but it's only your first, and you're playing physical. And it wasn't a clear over the back. It was a, more of a push in the low back. So now she's got to be careful with that one foul. Orton working on Eliza, who's got 2. Eliza, they give it up to Saad, left corner, misses the 3. Good box out by Kylie Wilson. They have more flat-footed rebounds than anybody else in the state, I'm sure. She boxes out, holds that position, and then lets the ball come to her. On the baseline, cut, 80 nicely lays it in, Eliza with the assist. Haney with a great cut along that right baseline, and Eliza just fired that pass to her on time. 9-point Warrior lead. Working to her right. Olsen goes back to her left. Blocked by Grove. They called a foul. Oh, my goodness, that he got her arm. I thought she had all ball. Maybe she got it on the follow through. One of those where if you just don't bring your arm down, you get the block shot. 2:28 left to go first half. Orton to the line. She missed her last two. Probably not going to miss these. Awfully good foul shooter. Misses that one. I love it. Love it when a plan comes through. A little jinxing. Orton probably, I mean, if I were guessing, I'd say she's an 80% foul shooter on the year. She doesn't miss from anywhere on the floor. Buries that one. She's got, I think, 15 in the game. I'll get a tally on that at halftime. In the corner, 80 for three. Short on that one. Gets her own rebound. Hooks it to Wilson. Wilson takes the dribble. Up with the left hand. No good. Rebound in traffic. It's loose. And Sod comes out of there with it. Out by the foul line. Warriors had a golden opportunity. Couldn't capitalize. 28-20. Sod hands off to Orton. Trying to get off a three. Good defense by Eliza. Orton starts to lose the dribble. Gets it back. Drives. Bounce pass. Perfect pass to number 23, Campbell, for the lay-in. You're so worried about Orton. They cut it back to six. Bounce pass to Wilson. Wilson turns. It's blocked off of Wilson and out of bounds. Orton. Great defense there by Gretchen Orton. Just capped that. Jed working on the official on that about, hey, there was contact down low is what he's telling him. Sod sets a screen for Orton. Eliza denies Orton. Can't get her the ball. Sod with it. Works it up the floor to the right side. 80 on her. Bounce pass over to Genevieve. Down low. Kunkel kicks it back out and throws it away. Call to the Warriors. 1:33 left to go first half. 28-22 Amity on top. They've had some chances to really extend this lead, but haven't been able to capitalize on some great opportunities. Eliza, top of the key, gives it up to 80. 80, bounce pass, off the foot, back out, 80 for three, short. Wilson inside, fouled! Orton's gonna pick up her second. Great rebound, Kylie Wilson didn't bring the ball down. Caught it high, took it right back up, and Orton trying to stop the lay-in from the backside, fouls her. Kylie, 2 out of 4 at the foul line tonight so far, has 4 points in the game. Gotta make your free throws. Gets that one to drop in. It bounced around, but it wanted to be at home, and so there it went. 80 and Eliza out of the game with their 2 fouls each with a minute 17 to go. Bring in Rice and Harzma. Protect the Nisley sisters from that third foul here in the first half. Wilson, one more at the line. Too strong on that one. Come on, Kylie. You can do it. They throw long ahead to Orton. Orton with a left hand up. Misses that one. Grove with another rebound to Rice. Rice bringing it up. Slows it down across half court. Gets it to Harzma. Or to McMullen. McMullen. Now to Harzma. Harzma loses. Gets it back. Harzma fouled. No call. Gets it to Wilson. Out to Grove for three. She hits it! Sarah Lynn Grove with another three-pointer. She's got 11. It's a 10-point Warrior lead. At the other end, Grove with a block! Sod goes flying. Grove just capped it. McMullen comes out of there with a rebound. Works her way across half court. 40 seconds to go. In the corner, Rice holds on top. Grove feeling it. Starts to drive. Kicks to McMullen for three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Orton with a rebound. Headed up the floor. McMullen back on defense. Orton hesitation. Fouled. Two shots coming for Orton. She had McMullen backpedaling and moving to the side a little bit, and she just went after. Jed saying, hey, you got to get in front and just hold your position or else you'll never get a charge. Orton to the line with 24.6 seconds to go. 10-point Amity lead, their largest of the game. Orton makes the first one. I have a feeling we're not going to see a lot more misses out of her from the foul line. She missed her first three. She's hit her last three. Hit her last two, excuse me. Now she's hit her last three. Warriors up 8 with the ball. 22 seconds playing for that last shot. Harzma in the corner to Rice. Rice. Travel. Change for pivot foot. 15.2 seconds to go. Unforced error on the Warriors. They pick up full court man. Harzma trying to deny, can't get to Orton. Orton picks it up. 13 seconds. Gives it up to Saad. Saad, Warriors foul. Why? Oh, my goodness. You can't commit that foul. It puts Saad on the line to shoot two free throws when they didn't have anything going offensively. You have to know the situation in the game, girls. Saad misses the free throw. If you only had three fouls, that would have been fine. You would have put them on the side out of bounds, could have set up your defense. You have to know that game situational awareness. Saad hits the second one. So you give them a point. Luckily, you didn't give them two. Harzma at the other end, all the way in with the left hand. No good. Gretchen with the rebound. It's loose. Orton with it. Leaves it for Kunkel. Can't get the shot off. Warriors up seven after two quarters. It is 32-25. Amity on top. Warriors were led in that first half by Sarah Lynn Grove. 3 three-pointers in 4 attempts. She's got 11 points. Eliza Nisley with 6. Aidy Nisley and Kylie Wilson with 5 each. Maya Harzman with 3. Alyssa McMullen with 2. For the Lions, you talk about one imbalanced scoring or one-sided scoring for them. Saad has 5. Campbell has 2. And Genevieve Orton has 1. So by my count, that's 8. That means the other 17 points belong to Gretchen Orton. Just an outstanding offensive player. We said she's going to get hers. I think really the only ones Jed's not happy about probably is she got an uncontested 3 once as she just kind of ran the arc and the Warriors got lost, didn't switch. I don't know what happened. Whatever it was, she got a wide open look from 3-point range. You can't give that to her. It's like a layup for most girls. And then fouling her a couple of times when the Warriors should have had better defensive position. But the bottom line is Orton is going to get her points, and the Warriors are doing what they want to do. They're up 7, and they're up 7 in spite of some bad fouls and some terrible turnovers. They could easily be up 12 or 14 points right now. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes. There's 9 minutes to go in the halftime. We'll be back with a couple minutes to go to get you set up for the second half. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC and Welcome back, Warrior fans. Got about 2:20 to go here in the halftime session. Amity Warriors with a 32-25 lead over the Jefferson Lions in this district championship game. Warriors came out hot. We're up 15-5. Jefferson worked their way back to a 16-12 deficit. That's as close as they've been able to get is 4. The Warriors were up at one point. Oh, they were up 10. I want to say it was 30-20 or 31-21, something like that. I'm trying to remember the last. Might have been 32-22, and then the Lions scored the last 3. I think that's what it was. When Grove hit her 3-pointer, her third 3, put the Warriors up 10. Orton made 3 free throws down the stretch to close that to a 7-point lead. Amity, a little bit of foul trouble. Eliza and Aidy Nisley both with 2 fouls. I don't think anybody else has 2, and quite miraculously, Sarah Lynn Grove, I don't even know if she has a foul this game. I don't think she does. Shot the ball very well, shooting with confidence. She and I were just joking about this the other day, because she'd been in a shooting slump. And I saw her, we were talking about it, and I said, hey, I don't know what's going on with your shot, but don't stop shooting. Keep shooting. I mean, it's what you have to do. She has a good stroke. And we all know that shooting is just one of those things. It's a confidence thing as much as anything. When you're not doing anything wrong mechanically, it doesn't mean everything's going to go in. You still miss shots, and sometimes you can get in a shooting funk where you're just thinking a little bit too much, trying too hard, aiming the ball a little too much, and it's just the slightest change in your mental approach to shooting can put you in a slump. And she was in a definite slump for a few games, but excellent to see her busting out of that in the first half tonight. This is a different team when Grove is busting 3-pointers because it just makes it really, really hard to play a zone defense because she's going to pop out and your instinct is to worry about the guards cutting through in the zone. And when your post steps out and buries threes on you, causes a lot of problems. Also makes playing man-to-man tough as well. So, all right, we are ready to go. On the floor for the Lions, it's Kunkel, Saad, Baxter and Gretchen Orton for the Warriors. Nisley, Harzma, McMullen, and Grove. We are ready to roll. Lions ball to start the third quarter. Warriors up 7. Kunkel to inbound here at midcourt, near side. Warriors are going left to right in front of me. Orton gets a screen, works left, takes a 3. No good. Rebound, McMullen. Set play coming out of that. Little screen. She got an open look. That's about as what all you can ask for. Eliza works her way down. Out to Harzma. Back to Eliza on the wing. Wants to drive. Back to the left hand. Finds Grove. Lays it up. She is fouled. Gonna tell you she should have made that one, but she did draw the contact. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. Grove with 11 points in that first half. That's the first on Amir Assad. Grove gets the first one to bounce around and go in. One more coming for the junior center. Forward. We'll go with forward. They don't play with a true center. She's a post that can do other things. How about that? She hits them both. Warriors up 9. Kunkel gives it up to Orton, way out by the center circle. Harzma has that man-to-man responsibility on her. Gets a screen from Kunkel. Works right. Harzma gets through the screen. To drive Orton. Tough shot off the glass and in. She's so tough. 19 in the game for Orton. Harzma with a 7-point lead on top. High post. Eliza with it. Wants to drive. Tries to work her way through. Does and scores. Neither Kunkel or Orton, especially Orton, didn't want to get that foul. And Eliza just muscled through. She's got 8. Orton works left. Tries to drive. Eliza cuts her off, moving her feet. They give it up to Saad. Saad back out on top. Kunkel for 3. She can hit that. Misses that one. Eliza with the rebound. Eliza pushes up the middle of the floor. They don't have numbers. She needs to slow down. No, she doesn't. She speeds up to the right hand and scores. The defense decided to get set too soon, and Eliza just went right past her. You can't set your feet that soon. The ball handler won't make any contact with you. Kunkel wants to drive, gets in deep, lays it up, and scores. Got baseline that time. Her first basket of the game. She beat Grove with the right hand. Back to a 9-point Warrior lead. Harzma, high post, Grove. Turns, hands off to 80. Turns at the foul line, pulls up, pops it. 80 Nisley. Sweet little jumper there. 7 points in the game for the sophomore guard. Going the other way. It's Saad. Aziz Assad with 80 on her. 80 picks her pocket. Going the other way. Saad bodies her with the left hand. Scores. 80 Nisley just under control. Picks Saad's pocket. Took it the other way for 2. Orton. Harzma cuts her off. She drives left. Off balance. Missed that one. Grove with a rebound. Kunkel reaches in and fouls her. Harzma doing the job, making Orton's life tough. You're not going to shut her down. She can get shots on anybody. The Warriors are as good man defensively on guards as anybody in the state. McMullen out and Wilson in. This is an interesting substitution. McMullen really hasn't done anything offensively. Jefferson very focused on not giving her open shots, but it has opened things up for other people. With Wilson on the floor, the Warriors go big, maybe trying to get Orton in a little foul trouble down low. Harzma loses the ball, hands it off to Eliza. Eliza works her way to the right side. Looking for 80, cutting, got it to her. She scores! What a catch by 80 Nisley. Eliza just threw it to a spot. 80 had to go and catch it. It's a 15-point Warrior lead. 80 had to catch that in traffic like a tight end. Orton crosses over, gets to mid-range, and throws it away. Oh, tipped. One of the Nisley girls got it. I'm not sure who. Tipped out of bounds. Kunkel inbound. Down to my left here, below the foul line. On top to Gretchen Orton. Gretchen guarded by Eliza, giving Maya a break for a while. It's huge. That's the strategy. Saad steps out, takes a 3, and hits it. Amira Saad with her first basket of the game. That was a good-looking 3. Cuts the lead to 13, or to 12, excuse me. Harzma hands to 80, fakes the 3, goes baseline, traveled. Got a little excited. She had a great ball fake, got the defender to fly in the air at her. Went past her, but, yeah, got a little excited about that pivot foot. Orton will bring it up on the left side. Eliza picks her up at half court. Works to her right hand to the foul line. Hooks a pass down low to Kunkel. Tough reverse lay-in. Won't go. Grove tips to herself. Grove pushes it ahead to Nisley. 80 with it. Pulls up mid-range. Kicks it. Oh, way too much on that one. Tipped, though. Maybe that's why it looked like it had so much on it. It was tipped out of bounds. Hey, just in case you're wondering, thanks for Megan Sharp sending this in. Cresswell girls upset Pleasant Hill in their league title game. She says that bumps Pleasant Hill out of the top eight. Might be a road game for the Billies. We're not big Pleasant Hill fans from last year, as we know. They were pretty physical, and we thumped them earlier this year anyway. Grove, baseline, gets fouled. That's going to be on Campbell, who just came into the game. 44-32, Warriors on top, 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Harzma gets it into Grove. Steps back, now goes to Eliza on top. Eliza works to the right, hands off to 80. 80 will take a three. A little bit wide right, inside, ball tipped and controlled. Now stolen by Harzma. Harzma will back it out. Eliza fakes the three, drives, scoops off balance, draws the foul on Orton with the body. That'll be her third. Great attack by Eliza. Going at the defense and then away to the side of the defense as there's contact instead of just going through her. That's the third on Orton. Fourth on the Lions this quarter. Warriors don't have a foul. Eliza buries the first one. Nisley with 11 in the game. Interesting to see how many first team selections the Warriors have. If you base it on this game, there's like four of them. Eliza with two free throws. She's got 12 in the game, six in each half. Out on top, it's Genevieve Orton. Picked up by Eliza on the switch. Ball knocked away. Grove with a steal. Throws ahead to Eliza. Eliza will take this one in and score! What a play. Eliza tipped the ball. Grove got it, got the assist. Eliza now with 14 in the game. Orton pulls up for a deep three. Misses that one. Rebound. Harzma in traffic. Warriors up 16 with the ball pushing the other way. Harzma looking up ahead to 80 on the right wing. 80 in the high post to Kylie. Kylie turns. Kicks to Eliza. Eliza on the left ankle, drives, going to get in deep, all the way in, missed that one. Kylie with the rebound, puts it up and in! Kylie Wilson pounding the offensive glass, following that shot. And we've got a timeout taken by Jefferson, folks. The Warriors exploding here in the third quarter. They have outscored the Lions 15-0 in this quarter to take an 18-point lead. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break as
Warriors.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 3:13 left to go in the third quarter. Amity, I misspoke. I said they were on a 15-0 run. That is not true. They are on an 18-7 run in this quarter. Sorry about that. I misspoke. I saw the 32, and that's what we had at halftime. That's what Lions have now. But the Warriors have expanded to an 18-point lead. McMullen picks up a bad foul in the high post coming from behind on Genevieve Orton to try to knock that ball away. Orton's so short that I think Alyssa thought she could just jump up and knock it away, but just not a smart foul. First foul of the quarter, though, on the Warriors. Second foul of the game on McMullen. Ball out of bounds along the left side of the key on the baseline. They throw it out on top to Orton. Gretchen gives it up to Saad. Saad drives baseline, little runner, tough shot, knocks it down. That is Aziza Saad. She's got 7 points in the game. They cut the lead to 16. High post, Wilson. Works right. Hands off to 80. Turns the corner with the left hand. Blocked out of bounds by Gretchen Orton. That's aggressive by Gretchen with three fouls. Can't afford to have her out. Kunkel back in and Campbell out. Warriors ball. Left side of the key. Get it into Grove, out to McMullen, back in the corner, 80 for three. Too strong, rebound, Genevieve Orton. Headed up the side, hesitation dribble, puts the brakes on, gets it to Gretchen Orton. One of the three, good close out there by Eliza, got back on her. Now McMullen switches on her, they double her, and we're getting a foul maybe on Grove. No, on Eliza. I did not see that foul at all. I thought maybe it was away from the ball. Said there was a push there. Third foul on Eliza. Got to be smart. Kunkel. Ball tipped out of bounds by Grove on the inbound. Nice job by Sarah Lynn. They'll move up the sideline here a little bit towards the baseline. on the left side of the floor, right in front of me to my left. They go in the mid post to Orton. Orton squares up, backs down, turns back to the foul line. Ball knocked away. Reach in foul on McMullen. Yep. They got her on the wrist. That's the third foul on the Warriors. Well, they didn't have any a minute ago. Now they have three. Two quick ones on McMullen, one on Eliza. Both of them have three now. 2:20 left. They'll inbound right side of the lane. Lob it in. Get it to Orton. Drives. They're going to count the basket. Jed is hands in his head. Head in his hands, however you want to say that. He cannot believe that they gave her continuation on that. Wow. She just forced her way through a double team, threw it up, got it to go, which, you know, she's a great player, but just forcing it. Misses the free throw. Wilson with the rebound. 50-36 Warriors. Four straight for the Lions after that timeout. High post, Grove, hands off to Eliza, drives, gets in deep, misses the shot, tips it back out to McMullen, mid-range, buries it. Alyssa McMullen, the sweet little mid-range jumper goes, it's back to a 16-point lead. Saad working against Eliza, no, can't have any fouls, goes back door to Genevieve, back out, rolls it out to Saad, she'll take a three, short, rebound McMullen. Over to Eliza. Eliza pushes up the right side. Now slows down across half court. Hesitation dribble. Goes to the baseline. Picks it up. Out on top. Grove fakes the three. Drives. Kicks. 80 for three. Looks good. No good. And Grove's going to get a loose ball foul on that one. Yeah. She was trying too hard. Kunkel had good position. That's the fifth foul on the Warriors. Fourth. Fifth. So, five straight fouls called against Amity after I was so happy with them not having any 2 minutes ago. So, they're going to put Saad, Amira Saad, on the line to shoot two free throws. Warriors up 16, a minute 28 to go, third quarter. Saad misses the first one. Rice and Harzma in, both Nisley's out. Both of them, I believe, have three fouls. 80 picked up her third just a little while ago. I didn't tell you that. 52-36. Makes the second one to make it 52-37. Saad with four in the game. Harzma, high post, Wilson, hands off to Rice. She'll take the deep two, misses. McMullen can't save it, hit out of bounds. Rice, a good look, had the toe on the line. Maybe need to take one more step in. Just a little short coming off the bench on that shot. Gretchen Orton works to the right angle. Runs into Harzma. No call. Skips it over to Genevieve. McMullen on her. Throws up a horrible shot. Gets it back. Kicks it out. Saad for three. No good. Grove with the rebound. Foul going to be called on Kunkel. And that means that Grove will go shoot two free throws at the other end. Grove and her 13 points in the game heads to the line. Leading scorer for the Warriors. 80 Nisley has 11. Eliza might have more now. Eliza's got 14. Grove with 13. Buries the free throw. One more coming for the sophomore post. All league voting's got to be interesting when you talk about Amity. The official threw the ball to Sarah. Sarah was looking at the player coming into the game, which means she can't be shooting yet. The official threw the ball right past her. He wasn't paying attention. Gives it to her again. Grove buries it. You hear the guffaw from the Jefferson crowd. Had no effect at all. 54-37 Warriors. Crushing right now, up 17. Orton with the ball, working on Wilson. She likes that, I'm sure. Spins, Grove comes to help, finds Kunkel for the lay-in. Left Kunkel a little too soon, the rotation wasn't there. Great pass from Orton. High post, Grove with it. Hands off, three-pointer, McMullen buries it! Splash down, Alyssa McMullen from three-point range. Makes it 17 on the leaderboard. 56-39, Kunkel, top of the key, gives it up to Sod. Sod works left, picked up by Grove, kicks it over. Baxter misses the deep two. Rice with the rebound. Traveled. Emily's got to work on that, being fundamentally sound. She's in such a hurry to get rid of the ball sometimes that it leads to turnover. She just needs to relax and do what she knows she can do. Not be afraid of making mistakes. Inbound pass, lay-in missed by Baxter. Grove ahead to McMullen on the wing. Hesitation, pulls up, ball blocked by Orton, but tipped out of bounds by Kunkel. Orton, very good at blocking shots for only being about 5'6". She has good length. She times it very well. It's a lob to Grove. Knocked away by Orton. And that's the end of the quarter. 56-39. Amity with a dominating third quarter. 24-14 that quarter for your Warriors. We'll be back after these messages. Little lover boy for you on the PA system here. My wife's favorite group. Not her favorite group. We could go down, we could count down Natalie's favorite groups, list them in order, and we would be here all night and into tomorrow before Loverboy showed up on that list. (laughs) 56-39 Warriors as we start the fourth quarter. A little bit of foul trouble for Lions. Orton has three. For the Warriors, both Nisleys have three, as well as McMullen. Eliza drives, kicks. 80 gets it on the side. Back to Eliza underneath. Hooks it out to Wilson. Short range. Oh, came up short on that. We're going to have a loose ball foul on. I don't know who it's on. It's going to be on the Warriors. It's going to be on 80 Nisley, her fourth. Loose ball foul. Haiti and Eliza laughing as they go the other way. I'm not sure what they're laughing about, but little twin communication there on something they found amusing after that. Orton picked up by Haiti with her four fouls. Got to be careful. They skip it over to Sod on the right angle. Wants to drive, leaves it for Kunkel in the corner. Kunkel dribbles out to the angle. Stolen away by Wilson. She just took that pass right out of the air as Kunkel tried to make it. Wilson was 3 feet in front of her and just stole it. High post. Eliza hands off to 80, turns back to Eliza on the elbow. On top, McMullen swings to Harzma. Maya took that three to start the game. Hasn't taken a shot since except for a couple of lay-ins that she missed. She's only got 3 points in the game. She had the first three of the game. We've got a foul called on Genevieve Orton. 7:07 in the fourth quarter. Warriors go four low. Trying to find Wilson right at the rim. Left hand up and in. She just put a body on Kunkel and she had nowhere to go. Has 10 points in the game. Nope, 9 points in the game for Wilson. There's a missed three by Sod. Rebound by Eliza. Maya brings it up. Total control of the game when the ball's in her hands. Harzma gets a reach from Genevieve. No call. Goes high post. Eliza back out to Harzma, works left to Eliza on top. Thought about the three, gives it up to Harzma, 17 on the shot clock. Now McMullen comes out to the center circle and takes it. High post. Eliza goes back door to Harzma, and she is fouled by Orton. Orton had the block, but she followed through and caught Harzma with the lower body, taking her out. Just because you block the shot cleanly doesn't mean you can't pick up a foul with the body. You have to allow that shooter to come down on 2 feet. And if you take him out on the way to the floor, that's a problem. Harzma misses the free throw. Not like her. She's been an outstanding free throw shooter all year. Grove back into the game, giving 80 a break with her four fouls. They called that on Kunkel. Oh, they had that on Orton. Interesting. Harzma buries the second one. Four in the game for Maya. 20-point Warrior lead. Sod works left. Genevieve Orton just took a shoulder from Kylie Wilson setting that screen. She's at a bad height. Wilson body checks her so she can't make her cut now. She has the ball, goes to the right. Wilson just gives her a forearm. Jefferson fans a little picky about the fouls being called here. It's not fun getting your tail whooped in public. 59-39, Warriors on top. Ball will be out of bounds to the Lions. 80 back, Eliza out. Second foul on Kylie, second team foul on the Warriors. Saad goes to Orton in the left corner, hooks it back out to her sister on top. Saad. Saad drives left, pulls up baseline, short, rebound Wilson, takes that one out of the air. Get the ball into the hands of Harzma, and the slow walk up the floor from Maya. Works left against Genevieve. Oh, off of Groves' hands, took her eye off the ball. There's a throw ahead to Genevieve. Hooks it up with the left hand, missed the shot. She was under a lot of pressure from Harzma and Grove. Going the other way, 80 pulls up, and she is fouled by Genevieve Ort. Ran into her. Wasn't expecting 80 to stop, I don't think. 80 out, Eliza in. Tim's talking to her. I think he messed up on his substitution earlier. Put her back in with her four fouls. Didn't want to do that. McMullen, quick trigger three, a little long, gets it back, drives to the right, kicks out to Grove. She'll work left into the key, puts the brakes on, steps back, drops it in, and gets fouled. Sarah Lynn Grove having the best game she's had shooting the ball since probably the Rainier game. 2 years, was that last year? 2 years ago, when she was busting threes left and right. Grow with a chance for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. No, missed it. Can't stand success. She's 4 out of 5 now from the line. Saad, mid-range at the other end, short rebound. Harzma in traffic, pulls out. Warriors up 22 points, just blowing them out here in the second half. Harzma works right, gives it up to Eliza. Eliza. Looking inside, it's not there. Grove, now she goes to Wilson, turns to the left hand, short, gets it back, puts it up with the right hand and in! Kylie Wilson, basically doing what the big kid from Dayton does against us on the boys' side. Kylie just dominating the glass. Orton with the ball, down 24. She's gonna shoot. This shot is going up. I almost guarantee it. Nope, she skips it over to Saad off her hands, out of bounds. Took her eye off the ball. At some point, Gretchen Orton is just going to say, I'm shooting every time down the floor. I am the only option. Genevieve Orton out, Kunkel in. Yeah, Kunkel just came in, pointed at Orton. I think she just told her the same thing. Like, only you should shoot the ball. Harzma to Nisley. Eliza down low. Wilson fakes, goes up with the left hand and scores. It cannot stop. Kylie Wilson down low. It's gotten worse as the game's gone on. She's just so physical. Ball loose, Eliza with a steal. Timeout called by Jed. He thought he was going to get over and back. Grove was going in for the dunk there. She might be the only Grove that can dunk. I don't know. She can't dunk. I've asked her. She can't do it. Warriors take a full timeout. We'll take a quick break. Warriors are up huge here in the fourth quarter of this district title game. 4:28 remaining in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 65-39. They're on a 9-0 run this quarter. Eliza, high post. Grove goes left, leaves it for McMullen for three. Short. Kunkel with a rebound. Good look. Nice design play coming out of the timeout. Got Alyssa that look. She's really been the only one of the scorers that hasn't done much tonight. They haven't needed her to. Jefferson's worked hard to take her out of the game. That's okay. They have to give you something else. Orton drives, tries to dump it down. Grove with a steal. I think Eliza got a piece of that. Grove came out of there with the ball. Good defense by the Warriors. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Question is, I mean, the Lions really don't have a bench to put in. Wilson, mid-range from the elbow, knocks it down, assist Grove. Wilson has 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 points. Got to be close to a career high if it's not. Eliza with the steal on Saad. She'll take it in, lay it up and in. Eliza Nisley cleanly picking her pocket. She had 6 in the first half. She's got 10 this half. Just great balance for the Warriors. Orton loses it, saves it. Back to Saad. Saad on top to her sister. Three-pointer miss. Grove tips to herself. Ahead to Eliza. She'll slow it up. Over to McMullen. Quick trigger three. Nope, it's wide right. Orton with the rebound. McMullen, lots of time on that. Could have taken like another second or two. Kunkel wants to drive. Wilson cuts her off. Now drives baseline, comes out the other side. No help defense, but Grove gets the rebound. Grove's got to be, what, 13, 14 boards in this game to go with all the points she's scored. Right out, and 89 is coming in at the next dead ball as both coaches are going to start emptying their bench. Bounce pass down low. Wilson fouled, gets it back. Missed the putback, playing a little Annie over there. I'll give her a bad time about that one later. She was all by herself and just lost it on the way up. Missed everything. She's had a great game, though. Horton steps back, deep three, no good. Rebound McMullen in traffic, rips it out of there, gets it to Eliza. Maya will walk it up now, and a timeout taken by the Warriors. 30-second timeout. This is to get some subs in. Great game for these Warrior girls. And a nice ovation from the Warrior fans as they have been absolutely dominant in the second half. 69-39 is the score, folks. At halftime, it was 32-25. So a little quick math tells you it's a 37-14 second half for Amity. You don't play much better than that. Lions are just simply outmatched athletically and skill-wise as a team. They have the best player. They don't have the best team, folks. Gretchen Orton's next game will be in the state playoffs. She'll get a chance to redeem herself against some lesser competition in that first round, the second round, I guess, technically. Warriors will back it out and run a little clock, 20 seconds on the shot clock, 2 minutes in the game. Baxter's going to come out. Harzma, a little hesitation, picks up her dribble, hands off to 80. 80 drives down low. Wilson puts it up and in. Little redemption for Kylie Wilson. She's going to have 20, folks. She's got 19, I believe, right now. I'll confirm that here in a second. Hesitation dribble down low off the hands of Kenzie Williams and out of bounds. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, oh, 17. I miscounted. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 17 for Kylie Wilson. And she comes out of the game. That's got to be a career high. Look at this. That ovation is for Kylie. What a game for the sophomore post. She is all smiles on the bench right now, getting double high fives there from Amanda Grove and her teammates. Down low, knocked away from Ulloa. Gretchen or Genevieve Orton comes out of there with it. Minute to go in this one, 71-39 Warriors. Orton works, hooks a pass across court. Sod for three, no good. Rebound, Bingman into the game. Harzma will walk it up. See if they can get a shot here for Chloe maybe. Look inside. Right out, feeds the high post to Dyer. Back out to Harzma. Swings it over to Ulloa. Ball stripped from her. Dyer gets it back out to right out. 14 on the shot clock, right out. Kicks back out to Harzma. Swings over to Ulloa. High post, Bingman. Oh, knocked away from her. Stripped away. Orton going the other way. And Harzma knocks it loose. Orton gets it back out to Sod. Sod to Baxter. Jacks a three. No good. Bingman with a rebound, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. Clock runs because it's a 30-point lead. It stops now at 6.6. And Bingman will go to the line to shoot two free throws. Rice going to come in so Harzma can get a round of applause after the first one.
Good job, Maya.
Bingman misses the first free throw. Maya coming out. What a fantastic job she did tonight on both ends of the floor, running the offense, but more importantly, guarding Orton. Second one, no good. Bingman misses a pair at the foul line. And with 5 seconds, that'll do it, folks. Final score here, Amity, 71 and 39 for the Lions as the Warriors outscore them 15-0 in the fourth quarter. Overall, in that second half, it was a 39-14 second half. Fantastic game for the Amity Warrior girls. Let me give you some totals here. Kylie Wilson, I think, let me check it one more time. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 17 for Kylie. I'm sure that is a career high. And to do it in the biggest venue here that she has played any significant minutes in is pretty awesome. Alyssa McMullen had 7 in the game. Aidie Nisley with 11. Maya Harzma had 4, including that opening 3 that set the tone. Eliza, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 for Eliza. Sarah Lynn Grove, 11 in the first half, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17. So she ties for high scoring honors with Kylie Wilson. And when you get 34 out of your two posts, you're going to be a pretty happy coach like Jed is right now. Gretchen Olson leading the way, 2, 4, 6, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19, 21 for Gretchen Olson. And nobody else broke double figures for the Lions. All right, we're going to have some all-league announcements here for the boys. First team for Trent Carton and for J.J. Howard. And Andrew Grove was second team all-league, I think. And then Brandon Aird, I think I saw, got honorable mention. That might have been it for the Warriors. So they're going to announce now. And I'm hanging out here because our girls are going to dominate that first and second team. I think Kylie Wilson probably gets honorable mention. We'll see. John Stearns doing the announcing here. Tashi Harzma, Amity Athletic Director, and the Athletic Director from Taft. Hold on, I'll tell you his name. And also, there's basketball, head boys basketball coach. Zach Lillibeau is his name, helping Tashi out there.
A senior from St. Anne Christian, Taylor Vincent.
So honorable mention being announced right now. A lot of times honorable mention are seniors who just want to be acknowledged by their coaches as having had a good career. And sometimes it's a junior or somebody who, had a decent year, has some room to grow still.
A freshman from Jefferson, Genevieve Orton.
Genevieve Orton, a freshman from Jefferson. Definitely, we saw her in game 2 do some pretty good things with that left hand. Needs to get stronger with her right hand. I'd like to see Kylie on here. We'll see.
A junior from Sheridan, Logan Watkins.
You only get so many nominations, though, depending on how you finish in league. And Jed may not have had enough nominations to put Kylie on there to get her recognized. I'm not sure how many you get. But if you only get 5 nominations, it's going to be, those 5 starters for sure. Boy, the way Kylie played tonight, though, definitely showed that she deserves to be on somebody's team somewhere in all league. Second team. Aidie Nisley. The Amity is so balanced, it's hard to make first team. Because it's
a junior from Amity,
Maya Harzma, also second team. Because they don't get featured the same way they would on another team because there's so much balance there in that starting 5. And then with Kylie off the bench, Maya gets her hug from her mom. She presents her with her award there. That's always fun. Don't get to do that with your kids very often. My guess is Tashi will get to do that for her boys as well. I have a feeling they're going to get some awards going through high school like Maya has.
A junior from Amity, Sarah Lynn Grove.
Sarah Lynn Grove, second team all league. I'm going to tell you right now, like any of these girls that have been mentioned so far for the Warriors could be first team all league. Any given night, right? Saad from Jefferson, Amir Saad. Yeah, the Warriors beat you with a bunch of second teamers.
A junior from Dayton, Melanie Guthrie.
A Dayton player. Didn't know who that was.
A junior from Sheridan, Taylor Gibbons.
Sheridan players being announced, but they haven't been here all evening. So that means first team will be Eliza and Alyssa. And if you follow the Warriors, you know, like, it just depends on the game. Any particular game, it could be one of these players dominating. Tonight it was Sarah Lynn Groh who was the best player on the floor for either team tonight. I thought, you look at her rebounding, her scoring, she had 17 points, double digits in rebounds, had some blocks. Alyssa McMullen being announced as first team. Alyssa, one of the great shooters in our league, probably the second best shooter behind Orton in the league. And that's what teams know, they have to scheme to stop her. Fulbright from Santa Ana Christian, hard-nosed, good player. Very athletic.
A junior from Jefferson,
Gretchen Orton. Gretchen Orton being announced. And I would assume Gretchen Orton would be player of the year in our league. She is the single-handed most dominant offensive player.
A sophomore from
Amity,
Eliza
Nisley. Nisley being announced. Eliza as first team. Eliza, though, defensively makes as much difference in a game as any player does on the offensive end. Aziz Assad also on the first team. That one's questionable for me. I think you swap that one out and you put another Amity girl up there.
Your 2024 PacWest Player of the Year from Jefferson, Gretchen.
And Gretchen Orton is the Player of the Year. No surprise there. Fantastic basketball player. Very good. Eliza pats her on the back. They're standing next to each other there. She gets a nice ovation from the Jefferson fans. And Zach Mason gets the coach of the year from Jefferson. Jed had won the last two. Jefferson did a good job of tying Amity in the league schedule. And that's obviously not voted on tonight. It was voted on earlier last week. So for the regular season, the Lions and the Warriors are co-champions. And then the Warriors, of course, obviously are the district tournament champions.
And your PacWest district tournament champions, the Amity Warriors.
And the Warriors will go into the district tournament as either the second or third overall seed in the state, depending on what happened with Banks. Is it Banks that was sitting at number two? I think Corbett sitting at number one. Warriors were sitting at three. I think Sutherland was at two. But they play a weaker conference, and their district championship game may have hurt their ranking compared to what Amity beating Jefferson, who was the number six team on a neutral court, did for theirs. So Amity could potentially end up as the number two overall seed. They're not going to be lower than number three. The next game for the Amity Warrior girls. The boys, as we mentioned, will be playing on Tuesday. The girls will not play until, make sure I get this right, I don't want to misquote, the 24th. So, Saturday. So the boys will play on Tuesday the 20th. The girls will play on Saturday the 24th. You can check osaa.org and go to the 3A brackets to see exactly where they end up seated and who they'll be playing. And how that's all going to work out. And then we will get game times out to you. You can check osaa.org. You can also, if you're following Amity Athletics on Facebook, I'm sure they'll be posted there. There'll be other ways to get that information as well. Till then, hey, folks, as always, it is a great night to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.